Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Let us now praise famous landscape architects. Yeah, they're not exactly household names, except maybe one. Frederick Law Olmsted, whose 200th birthday we celebrate this year. He's the guy who designed New York Central Park, Boston's Emerald Mile, and dozens of other public gardens, cemeteries, and assorted greenery all over the world. Oh, he had one heck of a life. Olmsted was born in Hartford to a family who'd been in America since the 1600s. About to enroll at Yale, he was blinded by poison sumac. He recovered but never went to college. Instead, he worked as a merchant seaman, then a farmer. Olmsted gained fame as a journalist, writing for the New York Times about how slavery was ruining the economy of the South. An 1850 reporting trip to England changed his life. There he encountered Birkenhead, the world's first publicly financed park, open to all. With no professional training, Olmsted helped a friend, the architect Calvert Vaux, enter the 1857 design contest for Central Park. They won. Olmsted was put in charge of the project, but he left when the Civil War broke out, became head of the U.S. Sanitary Commission, a forerunner to the Red Cross. He also raised 3 regiments of soldiers for the Union Army. Before the war ended, he left for California to run a gold mine. It failed, but Olmsted became an early leader of America's conservation movement. He helped save national treasures like Yosemite and the Adirondacks. He and Vaux opened the nation's first landscape architecture firm, designing parks for the people in Brooklyn, Buffalo, Chicago, Milwaukee, as well as college campuses for Stanford, Wellesley, Mount Holyoke, and Yale. They also landscaped scores of private estates, especially in the Berkshires. Olmsted's designs are known for harmony, for enhancement of natural features. He thought nature should be preserved, not engineered. He was a man of his era, worried about what the new Industrial Revolution was doing to the landscape. He's a man for our time, too. Economic development is still threatening the beauty of God's creation, and now its very survival. He'd say we need to preserve the planet, not monetize it. Where is Olmsted when we need him? He lies in Hartford's Old North Cemetery, a charming landscape he did not design, but he knew enough to leave it alone. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.